welcome to the Business Today News podcast. Here are the top stories. India is planning to cut some imports from Turkey and widen curbs on palm oil from Malaysia to oil, gas and other products, government officials said, targeting the two Muslim-majority countries for their criticism of India's policy towards Kashmir. India, the world's biggest buyer of edible oils, has already effectively stopped importing palm oil from Malaysia by asking Indian importers to look elsewhere. Apparently taking on Congress Party, Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Wednesday accused the opposition of spreading negativity, saying no new solution was found to deal with unemployment during its 50 to 60 years of rule. Speaking at a foundation stone-laying function for the Indian Institute of Skills, the minister also said the government's target to make India a $5 trillion US dollar economy was doable. The Supreme Court will hear review petitions filed by telecom companies against its verdict on the adjusted gross revenue today. The hearing will be conducted in closed chambers at 1:50 p.m. Although Bharti Airtel and Vodafone Idea had called for an open court hearing. The companies have to pay pending AGR dues to the Department of Telecommunications by January 23rd. With an eye on the growing number of digital transactions via credit and debit cards, the Reserve Bank of India has floated new features for banks to ensure security and convenience of card users. Under the new rules, banks will be able to issue credit and debit cards that can be used only at ATMs and with POS devices. The choice of using the cards for contactless and international transactions will lie with the user. Tycoon Anand Mahindra has offered to set aside Rs. 1 crore for helping micro entrepreneurs. Taking to Twitter, the Mahindra & Mahindra chairman shared a video which features a Gujarat-based differently abled man, Vishnu Patel, who makes vehicles using electronic waste and electronics parts. Chinese technology company Xiaomi is starting the year 2020 with a renewed focus on its Mi sub-brand and intends to launch products across categories including the ultra-premium smartphones and Mi Home portfolio. Until now, the focus had been on the Redmi series, which has helped the company garner popularity as well as the market share in the Indian market. The United States and China signed an initial trade deal on Wednesday that will roll back some tariffs and boost Chinese purchases of US products, diffusing an 18-month row between the world's two largest economies, but leaving a number of sore spots unresolved. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.